wrestling, javelin throwing, discus, and foot racing. These were the kinds of events that women in ancient Greece, Sparta, and certain regions of Africa participated in when sports were just emerging. However, as these competitions transitioned into modern and organized sports events, limitations were set on women who wished to participate. On the first year that the Olympics allowed women to compete, for example, they were only welcomed in two events, golf and tennis. Despite being granted access to these sports events, women are still treated unequally in the field. Pressing issues include the huge gap in compensation, disparity in media coverage, and hostility in comparison to their male counterparts.
Despite the persistent issues of gender inequality, women have made tremendous feats in the Philippine sports scene. Heidelyn Diaz winning the first Olympic gold for the Philippines, Yuka Saso becoming the youngest to ever win the U.S. Women's Golf Open, and 16-year-old Alex Ayala notching gold in Spain's W15 Manacor first leg are but a few of them. Sports were once an avenue for male domination, but in recent years, there has been more room for women participation. The increasing recognition of female athletes are contributing to a shift in perception on women in sports, as their talents, confidence, and determination are highlighted. Ultimately, women athletes are constantly breaking gender stereotypes by showing their talent and capabilities. The traditional female role of not being involved in any kind of physicality is now being changed by the exceptional performance of women in sports.
Welcome to On Point, the guidance podcast arm where we sit down and talk with the experts on issues in and beyond Loyola. Today, we are joined by professional volleyball player and former Lady Eagle, Bea De Leon, to discuss the experiences and struggles of female athletes in the Philippines as they navigate the male-centered and male-dominated industry of sports. I'm Hannah Mantos.
And I'm Leigh Macaranas.
Let's go on point. Before anything else, a bit of kamustaan naman. How are you and what have you been up to?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for having me. It is quite my pleasure to be here, to be part of Gaidon once again. It's been a while. So, well, how I've been? I've been okay. Relatively, it's been better. With the alert level 2, we've been able to train. So that definitely helps out in my health a lot, physically and mentally. So I'm very, very happy to be back somehow and hopefully soon get to play in a tournament. How about you guys? Kamusta naman kayo?
Okay naman, doing good. Super excited din for this. And ayun, it's the second year online class naman for us. And I don't
second think... year? You guys are in second year? Oh man, you haven't experienced the campus.
Yeah, I haven't. But Lay has.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I actually got to cover you guys na.
Oh, no, that's fun. With nung last year ko?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were first year.
Yeah.
Man, you guys haven't even experienced the campus. That's one of the best parts.
True. Yeah, it's so sad. I've just been living through this. But ayun, we have no choice. Hopefully next year naman. So yeah, thank you so much, Bea, again for having us and for being here. And we're super happy naman na you've been good, been doing good. And yeah, I'm sure we're all glad with the ease of restrictions with the pandemic. So I think we can start off with the more serious, I guess, questions. Go ahead, Lee.
Okay. To start off, can you briefly share with us how you started your volleyball career and how that led to you eventually representing the Lady Eagles as team captain before moving on to the Philippine Volleyball League?
I started late compared to my peers. So I started high school, first year high school in Poveda because, well, it was really just by chance. I was tall already then. Fortunately, and pretty athletic. My first sport was badminton, but I never really got into volleyball, honestly, until one of my batchmates asked if I want to try out for the volleyball team because, well, I'm tall. So that's how it started, honestly, as simple as that. And it was more of extracurricular for me, honestly, something that I just wanted to do after class. And I was competitive, so I still like the fact that I got something competitive outside of school until I was fourth year and volleyball was picking up. A lot more people were watching it, and so on, and it was getting big talaga, LaSalle Ateneo, the rivalry was getting exciting. And so my dad eventually said, do you want to play in college? And at first I really said no, because again, for me, I wasn't so as into it as I am now, which thankfully I am. I had a very different mindset back then. But then, you know, eventually I said, yeah, why not? Let's try it. Go with the flow. And eventually I ended up in Ateneo, thankfully. And then, yun, started from there. And luckily enough, with timing on my side and everything, I got to play right away under Coach Tai. At an early age, I was very vocal. I was very involved. I like getting involved in things. So, and very competitive. So I think that's one of the main reasons I was eventually groomed and formed into a leader towards my last few years.
So you've been playing since your first year high school. And you have had a lot of experiences in the sports scene, obviously. Bouncing off from that, how would you describe the treatment of women athletes in previous years? Have you personally experienced any form of discrimination with regards to your gender or any encounter proceeding to inequality whatsoever?
The thing is, kasi, sadly, the issue on women in sports has become very institutionalized in a lot of ways. So not until the issue was raised did I then reflect and realize na, maybe it could have been a lot different if there wasn't a stigma on women in sports way back when. At an early age, at a very young age, I think part of the mindset of why I didn't really take volleyball seriously just because I was never really raised to be competitive because I'm a girl. Really, sports was just for fun, supposedly. And I wasn't allowed getting into physical sports because I'm a girl. So nothing too physical, no taekwondo, no basketball, nothing like that. Which, honestly, I really don't blame my parents for, per se. And nothing specifically on them. Again, I think it's the culture we were all brought up into. Because that's what they thought, diba? Na at an early age, nobody would really tell you, hey, you can become an international athlete as a woman, right? Even me at a young age, as a Filipino, Filipina specifically, there weren't many to look up to or to watch, diba? At an early age, there was a lot of not taking sports seriously because basically, wala naman siya masyadong pupuntahan. That was honestly the experience for me. So yeah, that's been my experience. And of course, syempre, a lot of things that girls can't jump as high or be as fast, be as strong. Which, to be honest, of course, biologically is true, right? But it depends on the context and how they say it. Or who says it. Sometimes I'm like, hey, I feel like I'm pretty sure I'm stronger than you. But, such is life. And I think, thankfully, it's been a lot better for sports and women in sports specifically. And hopefully it continues. And hopefully we see a lot more women athletes become even greater than we ever were.
Yeah, for sure. There are a lot of things that have changed from when, you know, it was way more like uncommon for women to be in sport, diba? But since we've established that there is a gap in the way women athletes are treated in the sports scene, or I guess a more institutionalized idea that women cannot be super competitive in that line of, profession. But considering that your sport, women's volleyball, is an event that has been in the spotlight for a while now, especially with your collegiate career in Ateneo and your current team in Chocomucho. How do you think factors like the big media exposure and your big fan base impact your experience in comparison to women athletes in lesser featured sports events?
Well, I think definitely my experience has become a lot different because of media coverage. You know, I never really went into volleyball to become famous. Even if it was getting bigger at the time, it was just, there was an opportunity to seize, diba? But nobody really goes into it saying, hey, I want to do it so I get the clout. Of course not, diba? You fall in love with the sport and you want to do the sport and you want to be competitive. But definitely the experience has become way different with the media coverage. I mean, never did I ever think I would become some influencer or whatever like that, or that people would want to take pictures with me. So it's definitely been something grappling that experience growing up. Definitely, again, not thinking at all I would ever go through something like it. But, you know, it's very hard to speak for those who didn't get the same exposure. I wish they did, because, you know, in a lot of ways, I love it. Because again, the audience impact in a game is a dream come true for me. And it looks like it's picking up, to be completely honest, in other countries as well. And it's very, very nice to see that women's sports could fill a stadium. Napaka saya nun. And the fact that Filipino athletes who have succeeded in the Philippines as Filipinos, a lot of them are women. So I'm so proud of that fact. And hopefully, again, women in sports specifically become a lot more recognized, that eventually, sana that stigma na yung kababae mong tao, tas ganyan ka, hopefully eventually really fades, because being competitive and being strong, having this experience, I wouldn't change it for anything. I hope a lot more women who want to experience it get to experience it without as much difficulty. And with the same amount of experience and novelty that I did, with the audience, with the support, with the coverage, you know, the highlights, the reels, I live for those, to be honest, and I love it. So I'm really hoping it picks up.
Yeah, speaking of coverage, parang ayun nga, the videos of volleyball players. They really go trending. Parang ako nga, personally, as someone who's never been like to a UAAP game, but I know about you guys because ayun nga, it's really something that's picked up. My schoolmates like are fans of you, and then ayun, there's a lot of content on YouTube to watch games and all that. Syempre, with PBL being broadcasted, like even despite the bubble setup, you know, there's really a lot of exposure for you guys, and I think that's really fun also. So that at least, you know, there are certain sports events for women that are being given that much attention. But of course, you know, we want that kind of treatment for not just volleyball but for a lot of things. Dibali.
Actually, very evident talaga na popular yung volleyball, especially in collegiate sports, sa UAAP, sa guidance sports. Pinakamarami sigurong clout, like yung interactions with fans, if yung articles namin about volleyball talaga. So, with that, in line with the contrast of your experience with the overall situation of women athletes in the sports scene as a whole, do you think there is a difference in the perception of different women athletes depending on what sport they come from? If so, what factors do you think contribute to this?
Yeah, there's a lot of stereotypes depending on what sport you play. And I think, to me, that's still something that we have to solve. I think when it comes to contact sports, I think that's still something that some people would still think of as not woman-like, or something that girls shouldn't get into. Like football or basketball, sports like that where you really have to strong the other one. I think some people would still think that girls shouldn't do that and shouldn't be as aggressive as that, or, you know, just simply act like that. Because it's very, put bluntly, it's very boyish. That's what they think, right? As compared to volleyball, I think naman, even let's say, even for guys who play volleyball, there's still a stereotype, right? Diba? And I think now they're just given, but I hopefully, you know, one day people come to realize that sports in general is honestly has no gender. For me, play what you want. I think what we live for and what sports stands for is more than it's for boys or it's for girls, but definitely more as sports is where you can learn life throughout so many experiences. The things you learn in court, on the field, you take all throughout your life. The competitiveness, the character, the losses that you take, the wins that you have to handle. They're more than that. They're bigger than gender roles. So it's something that I think that a lot of us should know how to deal with. Wins, winning, losing, working hard, sacrificing, discipline, trying to get motivated when you're not. All of these things, diba? Again, it's more than just gender roles talaga. The factors that contributed to that for sure has been, again, you know, coming from a very conservative culture, from a very conservative way of thinking way back, it has really become institutionalized with the way people think, especially here in the Philippines, which again, you know, I don't put certain blame on anyone. It's just something that you have to get over moving forward. These things, but now you take it as it is and you have to deal with it. But again, hopefully the people after us won't have to deal with it anymore, because again, sports is something that should be seen as more than these things. Sports could be something unifying. You know, when do you see a school that united, or honestly a country? So hopefully it's seen more as a tool for that than just something for entertainment or simple as winning and losing.
Evidently naman na we're gearing away na from that narrative na conservative. Dapat volleyball pang babae lang, lalaki pang basketball lang.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's great na ganun na yung transition ng sports ngayon.
Yeah, and there's a lot of those stereotypes, diba? Na parang when you're a girl playing basketball, you're probably boyish outside. No, come on, a lot of people times have changed. Or even when you're a guy playing volleyball, right? Come on, it takes so much athleticism to get to jump that high and spike with that much power. So I think it deserves more credit than that.
Yeah. Speaking of breaking gender stereotypes in sports, women have had several feats in the sports scene recently, especially with weightlifter Heidelin Diaz winning the country's first Olympic gold, boxer mm-hmm. Nesty Petesio accompanying her with a silver, and most recently, the Philippine women's national football team qualifying mm-hmm. for the World Cup. How do you think these achievements contribute to the current perception of Filipinos on women in sports?
Well, I hope and it should contribute greatly to that, because as we see, and as I've said, you know, recently the biggest contributors to international sports for us has been women. There's been Yuka Saso for golf, Bianca Pagdanganan, all of them also who have been greatly contributing to the country in terms of sports and have reached feats so high. You know, Alex Ayala, who I hope I get to watch one day in the majors. Grabe lang. Hopefully, you know, the new parents of our generation really get to see them now and say, hey, like, My daughter could be so much more than what was expected than them when I was growing up. And even for me, I hope, you know, a little girl is looking at one of them thinking, pwede pala yun. Because, you know, that's my experience now, seeing them, saying to myself, uy, pwede pala yun, to be completely honest. Because even me, I didn't know it was possible. Not just because I was a girl, but because, well, as you know, the grassroots program in the country isn't as great as the other countries who are very used to the international spotlight. We are known to be smaller people, slower, all that things. Our technology and our way of thinking isn't as advanced as other countries when it comes to sports. So hopefully, you know, we see that a lot of na pwede pala, sana makita nila na pwede pala, na
yeah,
it could be more than it could be way bigger than what we have here in the country. And hopefully they do invest not just in volleyball, not just in basketball, but in football that has reached the World Cup, boxing that's clearly one of the stereotype sports here because of its violence or whatnot, or its competitiveness and its roughness. Sana talaga attention and support in these sports and the stereotypes be broken already, made possible, to be honest, by these women who have reached such high feats in their sports.
Yeah, actually, I've interviewed si Cara Buendia and Jolina Go,
basketball,
the women's basketball, if you're mm-hmm. familiar with them. I interviewed
yes.
them about the first professional basketball league for women. It actually mm-hmm. launched last year lang. They were part of it. Tapos parang, that's what they were telling me talaga na it's good na we have that league now kasi now yung young girls have someone to look up to. Someone in the professional league talaga. Meron silang pwedeng idol na wow, may, yung idol ko, pwede pala silang pumunta sa gantong career path na may professional league for women.
So, yeah, I think it's a good start talaga. Hopefully, tuloy-tuloy talaga siya.
Yeah, and as you said, no, Bea, like that phrase, pwede pala. Like it's something, it's very eye-opening, I guess, to not just sports, but in a lot of things. But, you know, all these new leagues coming up, all these opportunities, all these big achievements that eventually create a ripple effect so that, you know, people eventually get hyped about it, despite the stereotypes that come with the sports that, I guess, women are not usually seen in. But we all know that there's so much that women had to go through to get there. And there's a prevalent belief that there's extra pressure for women to perform better in sports to receive the same amount of recognition and respect as their male counterparts. So I want to know, do you agree with this being applicable now at the state of the sports scene in the PH? And if you could share a bit with why or why not.
Sorry, if I got it right, that if I agree that women seem to have to work twice as hard?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, not just here, but across the globe, you know, women still get paid a lot lower than men. As we see compared to the WNBA and the NBA lang, you know, a lot of these people have achieved more than their male counterparts, and yet we see the clear disparity in their pay grade, you know, which again, I don't totally blame the world for as long as at least it's picking up. And, you know, these achievements that we've had, when you compare it again to our male counterparts, could be the same, could be more, could be less. We don't try to seek this kind of narrative. I hope people realize that we're not trying to seek and say, you know, we're better than men. No, of course not. It's really just trying to say that, hey, we're not at all any less. You know, that's it. It's not us trying to be better. It's not us trying to one-up anybody. It's just us trying to make everybody else realize that, hey, we can be as strong, and in terms of the discipline, the hard work that we have to put in, we can do the same thing that you do. Biologically, again, we probably can't jump as high and all that. But the achievements that we can do in our own field and in our category could be as great and as amazing as what they can do. That's really just the recognition we want. You know, if a guy says, "Hey, I can run faster than you," then fine, sure, why not? I might be like, "Yeah, probably." But for you to put down my achievement and the hard work that I had to put in just because I'm a girl, then that's a different story. I think seeking, honestly, the same recognition and the same, being given the same credit as men in this field.
For sure. I think, ano nga, like, I really like how you mentioned that. In a way, like, Rina, it's not so much as anyone's specific fault. It's a big institutionalized problem. But so long as, you know, there are efforts to kind of let it pick up na and, you know, bring it to, I guess, a bigger stage and give it a bigger platform. And as you said, women can be as strong and do the same thing as male athletes. But, you know, you've had all these experiences, as you mentioned, you started in high school, you played in college, you're in the professional volleyball scene now. I'm curious, have you ever experienced that you felt the need to put in more work to receive the same level of respect as male athletes? Like, do you have any personal experiences or you nasabi mo sa sarili mo na, ay, okay, parang they push me aside because I'm a woman? Have you ever felt that before ba?
Specifically, luckily, no. But that's because my sport has been recognized already. But I do believe that a lot more athletes like me have experienced that. Especially, like, let's say, again, the disparity in basketball or football that require the same amount of athleticism and discipline and hard work. I'm pretty sure that women do have to assert themselves more just to be able to say that, hey, I'm a woman, I could play this sport as good as you. But specifically for me, again, luckily, no. Because pumasok ako in a time na malaki na rin yung media coverage for volleyball. Fortunately enough, especially in college, you know, wala namang bayad yun eh. So, well, clearly the difference in salary cap is very different in the PBA and the PBL. The PBA is still a lot higher. So, well, there's that. But again, personally, I haven't experienced that and hopefully I won't.
Happy to know naman that you were able to experience that naman. But of course, not discrediting the experiences of the other athletes. It's just that ayun nga, volleyball is one of those sports that are given so much exposure. But you know, we all hope to have that for all the other sports that women are in. And not just for sports that women are in, I guess for all sports in general talaga na there's an equal kind of importance. There's an equal treatment to athletes regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of all that stuff.
So Bea, like you being accomplished na in volleyball, you played for Ateneo, you won the championship, became MVP, and now you're in PBL. So we know that you've accomplished and you're kind of one of the well-known athletes na actually in the Philippines. So with all that said, we recognize that you do have a platform, just like the other female athletes who have been given the spotlight. Personally, what kind of future do you envision for women in sports?
Really, as I mentioned earlier, I hope that the little girls who want to be as competitive could do so much bigger things than we ever did. I hope they go to the international scene. I hope women in sports realize that it's already a possibility for them to grab, and that there's a way, and that they, whatever sport that they want to participate in, football, basketball, who both have been doing well in their qualifiers, and as we see, football just qualified, golf, all of these sports, weightlifting, which is supposedly, you know, a guy thing, right? Stereotypically, boxing, right? Actually, even golf is supposedly a guy sport, right? There's more guy golfers than girls are. Tennis, but at least the international stage of tennis is a bit better than in terms of that. A bit.
Yeah.
A bit. Emphasis on a bit.
Yeah. At least they both fill the stadiums, but you know, you guys get what I'm saying. So hopefully, you know, ako talaga, every time I see them, I always wish I was younger. I really, 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 really wish I saw that as a young girl. Tapos nakita ko yun na may ganun palang possibilities sa buhay ko. Hindi lang yung whatever I thought back then na I wouldn't even be in sports because, you know, it was supposedly something that just fades eventually. Something that you do when you're young. But when life gets serious, you can't. I hope that they see that it could really be their life finally. That they could find their passion, their dreams of getting to the international stage, of winning the Olympics, of winning the SEA Games, of qualifying for the World Cup. They've been done and thus becoming very, very, very possible for them in their futures. And I hope more women, more girls out there see that and work hard and see whatever they want themselves to be in their futures. So sana, but honestly, I think we're off to a better pace now. So sana talaga we see more of it.
Okay, to follow up to that, like as a female athlete, how do you utilize your platform to empower yourself and others beyond the court, beyond your sport?
Well, I think those that see my platform and how I am off the court would know that I preach more about being kind to everybody around you, how you treat people around you. Because honestly, to be honest, when I look at myself and people do say, oh, you should use your platform for this. Oh, you're very empowering. Again, it wasn't something that I thought I would have to do. Nothing that I thought that. So it's still a bit baffling for me that I do that, apparently so. But I hope when they do see me, they do see someone who's strong, who's competitive and is unbothered by whatever else everybody says. Because I think what matters is what the character that you show, not just on court but off the court, how you treat people. Ultimately, I think life is more about that, how you recognize and how you put others first at appropriate times, without asking for anything in return. You know, I hope that when they see my platform, they know that it's okay to speak out, that it's okay to voice out your opinions, but know your facts.
Yeah.
That's crucial.
Yeah, like, you being vocal about your opinions. Because we actually saw your sockmen. And you're very vocal about your political like stance.
Oh, very much. How do we say we check your sockmen without sounding so
creepy? Sorry.
We check that for research purposes.
For research purposes. You're journalists. It's part of the job.
Okay. Yung ganung personality na strong vocal, you say what you think is right, ganyan, with facts. Parang what do you think influenced yung ganung attitude mo?
A lot of it is my school. Definitely. Ateneo played a very, very big part of that. Ateneo isn't shy to show their political affiliation, which thankfully we have the same one. And, you know, that's what they taught us to do. They did teach us to come down from that hill and yuck, I sound so Atenean.
Magis.
Diba? More or less, kasi it sounds so messianic. But that pretty much is their message. And I think it's more of me just trying to apply what I learned and standing up for what I believe in, because, well, just like them, I guess, I think I know I'm right. Putting it bluntly, a lot of my school, my values, what I stand for, how I was brought up, influenced a lot of that and has made me confident and has made me feel very confident and secure that I'm voicing out my opinions well naman sana. And because it's in the fact that I believe that it's very much time for us to be better. So hopefully it's going to that direction.
That's the thing talaga with social media. If you have like a big following, a lot of people will see that talaga. And it's good na you're actually using your soft mid for that.
Yeah, I think, ano nga, to be blunt lang, like, I follow you on Sockmed, and parang from, like, I think it was before, there was this time where I think a lot of athletes were doing this whole, parang, we're not just athletes, we're, I forgot which issue it was, but parang they were doing the whole trend na parang, we're not just athletes, we're Filipino citizens before athletes. So I think that's such a cool thing to do, because it's true, like, you know, before we're, our profession, we're, our occupation, we are Filipinos. And I think I agree with everything that Lay said and everything you said. And I think you're doing such a good job using your platform. But I think you're also able to empower women or people in general. You know, it's not just athletes. But of course, there has to be things done not just on an individual level, but also in an institutional level. So with that, what do you think needs to be done in order to improve how women athletes are treated now? Are there any concrete steps you think that should be taken by those who can make an impact, make a difference, I guess, in the sports scene here in the Philippines?
Well, I think media has a lot of things to do with it, which I think they did their part in volleyball. So hopefully they see that, hey, volleyball was a success when they started to cover it, and hopefully it becomes more successful also in other sports. I think media has played a very, very big part of it, because of course word spreads in media and people see things through social media and through other platforms, and you know, simpleng pag-edit ng something to look so hype, it helps. Diba? I mean, like when you look at highlights, when you see coverage, when you see it on TV, it becomes like a movie, honestly. It becomes like those things you see in movies where you things go slow-mo and whatnot. Diba? So it puts a lot of novelty to it. It puts a lot of novelty and excitement, and it puts a narrative to these things, which make it a lot more exciting. So as much as it sounds very corporate or whatnot, I don't know the term, but it takes a lot of marketing. Definitely. But of course, it has to be backed up by people who are willing to spend. And hopefully they do see the potential in it. Again, hopefully people see that it's more than just winning and losing and entertainment. It could be way bigger than that. And of course, we need better talent coming in the future, which of course comes from, again, the lack of opportunities for these people. Because of course, a lot of the people, I'm very lucky that I got to do what I wanted to do. But it's not just gender roles that stops people from what they want to do, specifically in sport. Because again, the hard part is here in the Philippines, if you want an opportunity in sports, mostly the better chances of winning is if you go to school in Manila, in Metro Manila. So, you know, a lot of other athletes, not just women, but also men in sports, have the struggles of not being able to leave their homes, leave far from home because their family needs them. And these are things, again, rooted in a bigger problem that isn't just gender roles. It's rooted in the system of poverty due to poor governance and all of that. Again, a lot of the things is rooted in systems and institutions that we've built that makes things possible for a lot of people. So we need good governance.
plug na lang, vote YC in the next elections.
Yeah.
True, for sure. We need that talaga. But you know what? You mentioned sports having better chances in Manila. And I just want to say that I appreciate that. You see that, that situation, especially as someone who's personally from Cebu going to Manila for better opportunities. So not just in sports, but for everything else. You know, I think there are a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Education.
Yeah.
Jobs. Mm-hmm. It's a clear problem that there are supposedly more opportunities here. So I think, again, it's the duty of the bigger people,
yeah,
to with bigger power to spread that out. You know, there's so much talent, mm-hmm, an insane amount of talent in the provinces, and they just need an opportunity. You know, one kid just needs an opportunity, just needs exposure, just needs one time of day to get to see that. Some of them might not even know that they're good at it just because they don't have the opportunity.
We need better platforms for all of these things. But yeah, you know, going back, we are all hoping for the media, marketing, industry and all those concerned to see the potential nga, in these athletes, in other sports, in other places, all those stuff. But lastly, before we let you go, Bea, you mentioned kanina na when you see all this progress for women in sports, you wish you were younger so you could see that kind of picture growing up. But as of now, there are young girls who are seeing this transition in front of their very eyes. So we want to ask, what is your message to your fellow Filipina athletes, especially the youth, who hope to follow your path?
Don't just follow mine, be greater. Be even greater, because if I was a little girl and I saw this, or saw all of them grab all of these opportunities, I could be dreaming for the Olympics. I swear. Or I might have already been there. Who knows? I'll never know. But really, be bigger, be greater, because there's so much more that you can do, especially after seeing all of the women who have done it before you. Keep doing it. Keep going for it. Work hard and dream bigger, way bigger than we ever did.
Yeah, be greater, continue what you're doing and dream bigger. I think that's a perfect way to end this podcast.
Oh, with that, thank you so much, Bea, for this insightful conversation on the experiences of women athletes that we believe must be recognized. We applaud you for your continued efforts to forward the cause of women and in showing that we are capable of excelling in any field.
That's all for this episode of On Point, the guidance podcast arm where we sit down and talk with the experts on issues in and beyond Loyola.
Special thanks to our executive producers, Samantha Onlatko and Martin Ramos, sports editors, Javi Mapa and Joaquim Melo, as well as our producers, Tatiana L. Maligro, Andrea Micaela Lianas, Neil R. Reyes, and Beatrice C. Reyes.
This episode was edited by Allison Ko. Our cover art is by Tiffany Ku, and our theme music is brought to you by Vivid Productions.
This has been Hannah Mantos
and Leigh Macaranas.
Thank you for going on point with us.